Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Oh, but we're back to Phil Lynott here. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe, and listeners.
Okay, it's this issue that arose yesterday. Now, it's a sensitive issue because people tried to extrapolate it then into the life of Brendan Behan. They tried to extrapolate it into the life of Rory Gallagher. They tried to extrapolate it into the life of the great Luke Kelly. And they were making the point that there was substance abuse in Phil Lynott's life and other people's lives as well. The Luke Kelly relation came on and made the point, which I had already made, that Luke died of a brain hemorrhage. No, he died very young. Now, Brendan Behan, who was 41 when he died, there's little doubt that there was drink involved there. But Rory Gallagher, as I mentioned, a book I read recently by Julian Vignold, who it's a really substantive work on Rory Gallagher. And I thought Rory was against drugs, but he was on prescribed medication. But anyway, Pat, your point, please. Don't the less you hear my voice, the better. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I was listening to yesterday about Phil Lynott, the coin that was struck to commemorate Phil. And now, I have no problems with Phil's musical career, excellent in that. But he was also a man who was very involved in drugs. And I think that's what really got him in the very end on it. So I don't think that we should be commemorating or celebrating the life of somebody who was on drugs and who probably ended his life, I think, as a result of the said same drugs on it. And I just think that's completely wrong.
You think the coin should not have been?
No, definitely not. Not for somebody like that. There are other people who would justify having the coin struck in their memory and that, other than somebody whose life, I think, the best part of his life was involved drugs. And that's a bad thing to be pushing across to people, young people especially.
And what about, say, Brendan Behan being commemorated as he is? There's a bridge, there's a street, there's a number of ornamental seats, there's a number of bus to him in various locations. What about Brendan Behan being commemorated?
There, you have to separate completely drink and drugs. Drugs, everybody, Joe, I drink, but I don't drink to excess. I mean, but I don't take drugs at all. So you have to separate the two things, drugs and drink. And I don't think you can compare them at all. They're completely different. I mean, as I say, I drink, but I don't drink to excess. But
alcohol is legal, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't take drugs. No, so you know, I think it's wrong, Joe. That's my views on it, and
okay,
I'm very
strong. I want to clarify the Rory Gallagher, because Rory Gallagher was mentioned. Julian Vignold. Julian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Formerly of this parish, but also written a number of books, including one this year on Rory Gallagher.
Joe, can I interrupt you for a moment there, please? Yeah,
briefly, Pat. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at a meeting. I'm at a meeting at the moment.
Well, then go on ahead. Then go on.
Because we're trying to clear Era 6 in Howth Head, the same as it did with Era 7 on Dalkey.
Okay, very good. Okay.
So listen,
thanks, thanks, Pat. Yeah, thanks a million. Yeah, no bother. Julian Vignoles. Julian, what happened, Rory Gallagher? Just tell, for those who don't know, Rory was an incredible musician.
Incredible musician. He died young, relatively young, 47 years of age. He suffered from a bad liver, which was generally put down to fondness for alcoholic drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his brother has described at various times that Rory took a lot of prescription medicine, which he said apparently deteriorated his liver. But I suppose livers are like a lot of bodily organs. Mm-hmm. Some people's last longer than others. Rory had a transplant in April of 95, and he died in June. He got an infection. So that's what happened.
What was Rory's attitude to drugs, Julian, do you know?
Very anti.
Wow, how do you know that?
Accounts of musicians who work with him, you know, if somebody came in with a quantity of illegal drugs that Rory told them where to go, like that. No, he was very anti-drugs.
And what about drink?
Well, he was fond of drink. There's no doubt about that. I mean, and there's various accounts of that which I've quoted in the book. And he got increasingly fond of it, but any, you know, that's well known, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was hugely alcoholic. I don't know exactly how much drink he took, but mm-hmm. he was fond of alcohol. There's no doubt about it.
But you know that whole rock world that he was such a, well, he was an icon, wasn't he? He was such an incredible musician and guitarist, and that rock world.
He said something to Hot Press one year during the late 80s that he didn't, in a way, he didn't really feel part of mm-hmm. of the rock world and its excesses, you know, in terms of cars and houses and drugs. He described himself as a folk musician in a rock world.
And why did he begin taking prescription medication? Obviously, he was prescribed.
Well, one of the things he suffered from was fear of flying in the 80s. And I think he maybe he became a little bit, and various musicians have talked about this, that he became a bit suspicious, and he was into cures and he a little bit hypochondriac perhaps. So he took pills for this and pills for that. I mean, his brother Donal has referred to this in various interviews.
Okay. But to include, well, I know it shouldn't be included anyway, but to say that Rory Gallagher was anyway sullied by illegal drugs is wrong.
It's absolutely wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, that with that saying, that one has to have compassion for people, you know, other artists who do succumb to it, or whether they can't handle fame or it goes to their head, one of the, you know, those kind of things. But no.
And he was 47 when he died in 95. My God.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And are there many memorials to Rory, Julian? To Rory Gallagher.
Well, there's one in Cork. I think the best of them is in Ballyshannon. It's a slightly more than life size model of him with his Stratocaster, and it's in a nice prominent place on going up the hill in Ballyshannon. And there's a Rue Rory Gallagher outside Paris, and then there's a little monument in Temple Bar, Rory Gallagher Corner, which is a little replica of his Stratocaster.
Okay.
Which was unveiled actually by Edge of U2 in 2005.
And if anyone, any younger people haven't heard Rory Gallagher, it's a stunning revelation. It really is. His From Taste to his solo performance is just absolutely fantastic. Your book is still in the shops, Julian. It's a lovely production.
Yes, Rory Gallagher is the man behind the guitar.
And it's a hardback. It's a substantive production, and it's well worth a look and indeed a purchase for Christmas. Thanks indeed, Julian Vignoles, about Rory Gallagher. Bill Dowdle, 51551, about Luke Kelly. Bill, Luke died very young as well, didn't he, Bill?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he died actually of a brain tumour when he was quite young. And I remember him singing Joseph in Joseph Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He was in Phibsborough in the 70s. He was fantastic. But I knew his brother Jimmy very well, and he was a great singer as well.
No, Jimmy was a great singer, yeah. And what somebody yesterday, and they were saying about drink and the scourge in Ireland, and they were talking about Brendan Behan. And I don't know, did you ever meet Brendan Behan? Bill, no.
He was legitimately before my time.
Okay. But now I watched an interview last night with Brendan Behan, and I've often visited his grave in Glasnevin. He was 41 when he died. It's near the main entrance there. But like, Brendan was stoicious in the interview, Bill.
Stoicious.
It was sad more than anything else.
Yeah. I think it's one of your earlier callers was right. We have to separate out the person from some of the unfortunate habits. I mean, for example, we wouldn't celebrate Beethoven's music nowadays if we realize how much he drank. And Mozart partied his way across Europe, you know.
And he died very young.
He died very young, yeah, in his 30s. I mean, I think we shouldn't hold this up as a sort of a badge of honor. But at the same time, we have to recognize people's in achievements, regardless of what. And who knows, would they have been, you know, better? Would they have lived longer? Of course they would have. But, I mean, you look at some of the poets and authors as well who, you know, were very fond of drink.
Yeah. But Luke Kelly, you want to point out, did not die from substance abuse. He had, unfortunately, a brain tumour.
That's right. And one of my fond memories, there was Jimmy had a sort of a farewell party for Luke and his house. And it was marvelous. The three brothers, I think it was three brothers. There's a couple of sisters as well. The three brothers sang The Fiddler's Three. And it was great.
Oh, beautiful. I can imagine that. Yeah. What, do you play a musical instrument, Bill?
Yeah, I play the flute. I was in the National Symphony Orchestra for decades.
Wow.
And I'm in the middle of teaching in the Royal Irish Academy of Music at the moment, so the pupils are getting a nice break.
Okay, and by the way, finally, how do you rate Luke in the pantheon of performers? Because his reputation has only grown, hasn't it, since he passed?
I think he's right up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, his Raglan Road is something else, and it's almost poetic. It's great.
It really is poetic. Okay. Yeah. Bill, you're still... Yeah, of course, yeah.
Can I put in a plug
for
a debate sometime on music in RTE?
The what? Say again, Bill.
If you could have a debate sometime on the provision of music in RTE, it's sadly lacking. It's going down the tubes.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
For another day.
We'll have to debate. That's one thing about this organisation. It's one of the few organisations where you can have a debate on anything. Seriously, anytime, Bill. Thanks, Lee.
Great.
That's Bill Dowdle, and continued success to Bill. 51551 Joe at RTE.